We are together in a sacred moment of time, one that's unique and filled with possibility. And it tells us, as all moments do, to look at each moment as an opportunity for something new to arrive. Each moment in God's life is the opportunity to have an experience of an expanded reality, not on the cosmic level per se, but on the level of our own inner knowing of who we are. Your consciousness, moment to moment, is a stream of life, a stream of events happening that tells you something about how you perceive the world, how you perceive yourself. And this stream may not be accessible to you because your conscious mind may be busy thinking about things, worrying about things, planning things, remembering things. So just as a loud sound can obscure a softer sound, the activity of your mind can prevent you from feeling the life within you. But this life is a steady stream of happenings, of events. And that's because of who you are as a soul. You came to the earth to learn and to teach, to learn, to receive, and to give. And so the means for doing that, for learning and for giving, is being revealed to you all of the time. The wonder of this is that it can happen at all, that your soul, the inner core of how you were created, can actively take part in the everyday and moment-to-moment reality of revelation for you. So revelation doesn't have to be a lightning bolt. It doesn't have to be a loud voice that speaks to you all of a sudden from somewhere. It can be the intimate, quiet hearing of your own inner wisdom and your own inner voice telling you something about your own state of being, your own state of consciousness. How are you right now? Who are you right now? The wonder of this is that God's life is in a perpetual state of unfoldment. And especially at this time in the Earth's history and in the history of humanity, because of the greater expansion of light, your own soul can speak to you in a clearer way than it ever could before. You need to listen for this, to tune your antenna, your channel, your inner channel, to that inner voice that's telling you, here is what to pay attention to now. Here is what to listen for now. Sometimes, in a situation of need, that voice can become addressed directly. You can, in meditation, contemplation, going for a walk in a quiet way, you can ask, what is it that I need to know about this problem that I'm facing? Not so much what do I need to know to change things outside of myself, but what do I need to know about how my own consciousness is so that I can address something inside of myself? The world doesn't need to change in order for you to grow. Your consciousness needs to change. The world doesn't need to change in order for you to heal. Your consciousness needs to change. And the means for doing that is being given to you all the time. What is needed is listening and also having the courage to hear. Courage is important because that which we're familiar with, ways of thinking that are habitual, have a way of holding us in the past, who we were last week, last month, last year. Habitual ways of being have a grip on our identity and our way of thinking about events. And so there has to be courage to let something new come into the picture. And that can happen at any moment through listening and through truly being open to what you're hearing, moment to moment. You may have had difficulty hearing your own inner voice, but I'm telling you that there has never been a time in human history when its presence is more accessible to you. There has never been a time before when the voice of your own soul could be heard with such clarity. And that's because light within you is expanding, whether you feel it to be so or not, whether you feel its presence or not, light within you is expanding. And so the attunement to that deeper part of you that's connected with God is more possible through listening and through having the courage to hear. The newness of God's life, the newness of who you are, the newness of the moment are all connected with each other. There is a state of perpetual unfoldment, not of the core of who you are, because the core of who you are is eternal. The core of who you are is beyond change. It's beyond time. It just is. So it's not the core of who you are that needs to learn. It's your embodiment that needs to learn. And what it needs to learn is who you are. And that revelation from the core of who you are to your embodied state can happen moment to moment, especially when you're able to hold each moment as sacred, not as ordinary, especially then when you feel no separation between the doing part of life and the spiritual part of life that you're living with God. No separation. Of course, we have a history of separating physical activity from our spiritual consciousness. It's habitual. But that's where the growth is for us. That's where the growth is for all of humanity, to no longer separate the physical activity from the connection with God. And so, simultaneously, the human and the divine come together, and in the moment of wiping off a kitchen counter, or sweeping a floor, or driving somewhere with children, or picking up groceries, or whatever you might be doing, you can bring your consciousness of God's presence in you into that moment and ask inside yourself, what is it that I'm meant to be paying attention to right now? In that moment, no matter what the outer picture is, no matter how ordinary your everyday life may seem to you, no matter how much it appears to be focused on tasks, you are a sacred being that has the choice in each moment of attuning to the voice of your own soul, of attuning to the voice that's telling you, this is what you need to be paying attention to right now. And sometimes it's about your relationship with physical reality. But often, what you need to be paying attention to is the state of your own heart. The state of your own heart. What you're feeling about life. Where you are in relationship to love. And not just love for others. Where are you in relationship to love for yourself? Now let me say a word about love for yourself, because love for oneself has become popularized today. There are various levels of meaning to the words love thyself. And one of the most important ones has to do with being willing to be in a place of truth with yourself. If you're not willing to be in a place of truth with yourself, that is to see and accept who you are and how you feel, then you're not being loving to yourself. The willingness to be in a place of truth with yourself is part of love. So this investigation or this view of consciousness, how do you feel? How are you in this moment? What is this moment trying to tell you about your life? That's the revelation of truth that can come to you and it's a central part of awakening. It's the awakening of consciousness to itself, the awakening of consciousness to the steady flow of truth that comes from your deeper self, which we call the soul, and you can speak of it in other words as well. This is the wonder of life in a sacred reality, that everything becomes open and everything becomes new, depending on your perspective. There may be times that you feel or have felt that there are things that are getting in your way of being self-aware, of being conscious. You may feel that there's too much else to pay attention to your consciousness. You may feel that there are too many demands on you to pay attention to the things I'm speaking of. You may feel that there are energies that are interfering with your consciousness. There are energies that are making you less aware than you might otherwise be. And all of that can be true. Those things can be happening. You can be very busy. You can have a lot of demands on your life. You can be dealing with energies that are influencing the way you perceive. All of that can be true. But the truest thing about you is your inner core, which is of God. And there is nothing more powerful than that. There is nothing that is stronger than that. And there is nothing that can eradicate that. Nothing at all. And so if you reach toward it, it reaches back to you. If you reach toward it, giving it space to influence your perception of the moment, giving it space to say, here I am preparing a meal. Here I am bathing a child. Here I am running to do an errand. Okay, those are the things you're doing. But can you give it space to ask, how can this be a sacred moment for me? Ask your inner being that. Ask God that. This is how life is meant to be lived, in holiness, moment to moment, with the perpetual revelation of who you are to yourself. And that doesn't mean that everything that is revealed to you will be joyful. Not at all. But everything revealed to you will be part of the truth of what you need to know. And sometimes what that truth is that you need to know is how you're holding your own pain, how you're holding the challenges you face, how your heart feels about whatever difficulties you're facing. So the truth that's needing to be revealed isn't just about happiness and about what you would wish for yourself in the way of ease, but it is something that will take you to the next step. And that's where the choice gets made. Can you commit yourself to being truthful and to allowing healing and change to take place, no matter what the truth brings to you, so that you can move to the next step? That's where courage is involved. Can you allow yourself to see and to know what is within you, so that it will take you, whatever it is, will take you to the next step? Most of humanity today doesn't think like this. People feel much more limited, much more influenced by events that are affecting how they feel about themselves. The common view related to childhood and its influence is true. Childhood does have a great influence on how you are. But it's not the only influence, and it's not even the primary influence. It's the primary influence if you believe it's the primary influence. Your relationship to God and to your soul can be the primary influence determining how you are in the present. It's your choice. The choice of leading a sacred life exists in each moment. And if you feel in a moment that you slip into a version of yourself that has to do with how you were treated as a child, how you thought of yourself as a child, what you felt the world was like, that's okay that you did that, that you were in that place in your identity. See it. See how you did that. And know that it's not a necessity. We are not determined by the past. Sacred reality is open, no matter what your background is, no matter what you've done, no matter what offenses to love you've committed, no matter what you still need to forgive yourself for. Sacred reality is still open to you in the present moment, no matter what your history has been. This is a priceless gift, and it comes to each soul through truthfulness and through self-love, through the willingness to listen and the courage to hear the voice of what God in you, through your soul, is trying to tell you now. Now, how to be. Now, what is growing, what is emerging within you. Now. And if you have difficulty unhooking from the past, that is, unhooking from the who you feel yourself to be as determined by the past, that's open to prayerful interaction as well. In the present moment, to ask your inner being, help me to see through the eyes of my soul, not through the eyes of my childhood. Help me to see through the eyes of my inner being, not through the eyes of my guilt. Help me to see through the eyes of my inner core, my divine core, what I would see if I were in touch with it, instead of the accusations I hold, the lack of forgiveness I hold, the confusion I hold, the sadness I hold from the past. All of that's there, but you have a choice to make with courage and with asking. This is the time, beloved ones, for the great opening into truth, the great opening into the truth of your divine core, not as an abstract principle, but as a living experience. This is the time for all of humanity. And if humanity isn't there yet on a collective level, it does not mean that it's not moving there, because it is. The truth of the inner being is becoming more available to people everywhere. Because the light of the earth and the light of each being is increasing. And you came here, you came to the earth at this time to share in that experience, to feel your own expansion in truth, to feel the change that is possible for you, to live a sacred life. You came here to do this. And you know it or you don't know it, it doesn't depend on whether you know it or not. You're here, you're in a body, therefore what's happening to the earth is happening to you. Whether you have a conscious spiritual life or not, what's happening to the earth is happening to you. So, this is about a view of life as flow and as revelation. That's not a common view, but it's the view held by the soul. The soul that's in you, seeking to embody. The soul that's eternal does not need to change. But your reason for incarnating, for taking on a body, for being here in the physical realm, is so the being that is your soul, that is your divine core, can express through your embodiment. That's why you're here. And so in this state of accepting that as your purpose for being here, to bring through your own divine core, it becomes important to listen and to hear what your divine core, which is God speaking through you, is trying to tell you moment to moment. The voice of the divine is becoming louder. You may feel discouraged because of past experiences of not having felt you could know. But I say, this is not a time to give up. This is a time to believe that you are part of the earth's life. And you are part of the sacred life of the earth, and light is expanding within you, whether you feel it to be so or not. So listen and have courage to be in a place of truth and to look for the point of change within yourself, because the revelation is like a moving stream trying to bring you forward in your own embodiment, trying to reveal to you the next step along the way. May all beings come to know themselves as sacred and holy, with full connection with their own divine identity. May the sense of being limited and being defined irrevocably by the past, by others, by oneself, disappear in the presence of greater truth and greater reality. May all beings come to realize the truth of their deeper nature, their deeper selves. Thank you for being with me in this podcast, and I look forward to being with you again next time.